Refresh, refocus, renew. This is Today.
This is Today for Wednesday, October 5, 2011. Why are you calling me? From Judges 6. How can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family. An angel appears to Gideon, but that is not enough. An angel tells Gideon that God sees him as a mighty warrior, but that is not enough. Gideon, like so many before him and so many after him, protests that he is not qualified. In effect, Gideon says that God must be making a mistake in calling him. But God doesn't give up. In response to Gideon's objections, God promises, "I will be with you." That should have been enough, right? But not for Gideon, and sometimes not for us as well. Gideon asks for a sign that is really the Lord who calls him. Gideon will also ask for additional signs. And graciously, God does not turn away. As he goes to prepare an offering and set it before the Lord, Gideon receives this wonderful promise, "I will wait until you return." God waits for Gideon, and he waits for us. In what is often called the parable of the prodigal son, Jesus gives us a picture of God as a waiting father. God's patience towards us shapes us on our journey of faith. Gideon prepared an offering to honor God and to ask for a sign. What can you offer the Lord who waits for you?
Visit us online at thisistoday.net.